shot look like? Sorry, can I see?
Yeah, let me see how I look.
How we look, Nick?
I've been
get out of it, Ludo. You don't shout me for nothing.
I've been thinking, man. I think we might benefit from like a shot higher up.
You trying to say, what is this, GTA on PlayStation 1, bro?
No, not mad high, man. Just a little bit higher up. Just a little bit higher up.
Can we not have a camera like there?
What?
All of us, like we usually
get the Maldini t-shirt.
Yeah, I was Alex, like, no, Alex, no, Alex,
does he want it like this now? Is this how he wants
it? Fuck what Alex wants. He's in Turkey.
He's going to be editing, bro. So it makes it
easier. Yeah, he's whatever makes it easier for him to edit.
Everyone's talking that you're just spouting like little bits of hate as ad-libs, bro. You're just hating. Ad-lib hating, bro.
But actually, you're not hot, G.
Nah, I'm all right, you know.
I was on the train sweating. I was like, fuck. Nah, it's like Chernobyl, bro.
What train did you get on,
bro? You got a central line, bro.
You got what train?
Don't worry what line. Get me.
A Bakerloo line, bro. It's like,
bro. They talk about what line you get. Don't worry about that, bro. I'm like, I'm in the station, act.
Obo.
Just know it was hot, innit? Went to Michael Irvin. It was when we played in the cold. It was cold.
It was cold. When the block's hot, the block's hot.
Bro,
the black is hot, baby.
Black is hot.
You're telling me, bro. Fucking
up. You're dumb, bro. Escapades.
You
man
saying you're coming?
Oh, hold on. Where, sorry?
Come out.
Coming through.
Oh, would he be sound good?
Yeah,
Camden.
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 Raven in Camden.
The street party.
That's at a street party in Camden. How many guns are going to be there?
Nah, man. Nah, definitely none. But you know what? There should be, but none. But you know what? You know what they say? They do every Thursday. These are my guys. Yo-yos from back in the day. They bring it back. They just have like...
Yo, everyone speaking into the mic.
What, are we not
the closest bar is the closest cost car.
Nah, it does. I'm just making sure. Is this even on, by the way? It should be, right?
Put them on.
One, two, three. One, two, three. Cool. Calm.
Yeah.
Done. Thank you. It's different. It's difficult, man.
Well, go on, no, you're good.
Alice is gonna be pulling his hair out, having to go through the first 8 minutes of this decent, and shit, and be like,
"Well, you can do that. You can do that from wherever the hell he's at."
29.
Bacon.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you
for everything.
Boom.
Can I be part of your green circle? As I'm not part of his green circle.
This guy, bro.
I'm part of a couple man's green circles. You know, a couple man that are like people that are, don't want to say names, but celebrity status, bro. I'm in their green circle. I'm like, but then when I watch what it is, I'm like, wow, I feel guilty by association.
What?
I'm going down with them.
Strippers.
Hey, no.
At first I was like, oh. Whoa.
God damn.
You got the man that put me in their green circle.
I don't know. Hey, Atlas Green Struck was crazy as well.
Hey, yo. I don't want to say anything. Yeah, all I want to say is G strings. Yeah, that's it. Multiple G strings and sweat, blood. This guy's a horrible man.
You're talking about me. Horrible man.
Crazy. Atlas gets up to some crazy stuff, you know. You lot think he's a good guy. He's a horrible man.
I'll be taking notes.
I'm definitely not.
Facts.
All
right, I'll part your green story. I'll be taking notes. I can't lie, bro. I've been in a room like Bill Belichick.
Yo, Roos spit.
Just say stroke like this, okay?
Isolating plays, bro.
All right, you man done.
Okay, you know like a Jim Carroll? Stop right there.
Is you man done? All right, anyway.
See the stroke right there.
Hey, listen, what episode is this?
Bro, hey, fuck with bro.
69. Anyway,
episode 60, whatever, Apes on Tape.
Hear me.
Alex can't be here. He's getting a BBL in Turkey.
Facts. No. We're not joking.
He's in Turkey. He's not getting a BBL.
He is.
Don't do that, man. Because when you're not here, he'd be saying crazy shit.
He's getting a lobotomy, innit? Because he fucking needs one.
So what? You become a good guy all of a sudden? When I'm not here, they'd be saying anything.
Actually, lobotomy might be worse, though.
It might be worse. He's getting a lobotomy.
It's not surgery.
That's when they chop out a part of your brain, innit?
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's the only way to fucking fix him.
guys only got one brain cell left anyway, man. This is gonna be horrible.
They're gonna cut around it.
What do you mind think about cosmetic surgeries for men?
Depends what the cosmetic surgery
is. Depends what it is.
Like, I'm against it regardless. Cosmetic surgery, unless it's saving, like, I guess if it's saving a life, it's not cosmetic.
Yeah. No.
What's cosmetic surgery? Getting a beard implant.
The hair transplant thing.
Hairline transplant.
Like me, you're talking to me, innit, who's lost his hair. Like, yeah. Niggas have been saying.
Back out! Woo!
Niggas have been saying to me for time, yo, go get the thing. I'm like, nah, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like,
no, if you want to.
I think the hairline thing is calm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, but you know but what?
Hairline and veneers is calm.
Being bald suits you.
I'll be honest, being bald suits you more than having hair. I can't even imagine you.
You never knew me when I had hair.
That's actually true. Yeah.
But I didn't know Jadakiss got hair now, innit?
Yeah, he said
it looks weird.
He was like, I thought he was bald.
Yeah.
But when I put two and two together, he was like, bro, bald at the age of 16.
Yeah. 16.
He said he was saving his hairline for later.
That's crazy.
He had it in Clinkfield.
What can a man get?
Nah, so veneers and hairline is calm.
Veneers and hairline.
Also, six pack.
That's fucked.
No, that's dead.
Yeah, yeah, no, don't get too.
That's dead.
Drake and French Montana. Sorry, French.
He got six
pack. Yeah, he's definitely got a
French. French is allowed. He gave
also the height one.
The height thing. Do you know what? Do you know what?
To make you taller.
Do you know what? I tell you what.
Also, the meat extender.
Okay, no. How the extender.
How does the extender thing give it work?
I don't know. I don't know the size behind it. I just know that's part of the thing.
That's crazy. Well, yeah, I don't know, man.
Girls can get a BBL, but man can get a meat extender.
So, like, I don't know, because it depends, innit?
But does it still work?
I don't know. Probably.
What do they do? Just get an ebony edition dildo and stick it in your dick.
God damn, bro. What? What?
The ones that are like, go.
What, bro?
I don't know. They're asking for the Arab edition. I'll tell you that for now.
Oh, my God.
You know when it comes to the surgery thing, yeah? I'm like... Like I say, veneers and hairline is calm. I'm not going to look at a man different for that.
Have a beard.
Even like a nose thing, it depends.
Nose, well, yeah.
Because
some people got some crazy humping.
I'll give you an example. I found out like 3 weeks ago that I apparently have a deviated septum in it. Not going to say how
when you snore like a crazy man.
I snore mad.
Bro, I've got a nose. I never
knew what it was.
I've had this and I've got a nose.
You know I nearly killed my cousin for snoring, you know?
Oh, shit.
Literally, my cousin snores crazy, yeah?
Sleep apnea.
Ash, I nearly killed my cousin snoring, you know? Because he used to snore crazy. He used to have the machines as well, innit? I was losing it so much, I put a pillow like over him and just kept it.
Okay.
And just kept it on him, bro.
Nah, bro, when
I was losing it.
Bro,
you know, I felt like, you know, like Broly. You know what I hate? Goku so much. Goku's crying.
Yeah, I
put it over him. I'm like, bro.
You gotta do the nose.
Yeah, do that, but they stop. Then they wake up. Then they like, 20 minutes.
You never snore so bad, it wakes yourself up.
Never saw that, man.
I've never
saw
that,
bro. I used to go out with I had a partner.
Yeah.
That, bro, I wake up and she'll be head to toe. She'll be so vexed. I'm like, sorry. I went and got a nose job on the NHS.
Really?
So
bro, I swear it was the most excruciating experience in my life, bro. Yeah. Bro, I remember just after I woke up from the operation, I had this like I kept on looking in the mirror and there was this little blue thing in my nose. I was like, what's this little blue thing?
Mm.
Months on end, bro. Like, bro, they had this like tampon that kind of went over my nose like that, hooked onto my ears at night time to catch all the blood. Bro, when the guy came to click the stitches and pull whatever blue thing was out, yeah, he pulled it out, bro. The thing was the size of an oyster. It flapped out. Boom. So it was like a plastic tube that holds my nose and shit.
And they put that in there after the surgery?
Bro, yeah, but that's been in there for months. I was like, is that what's been in my nose, bro? Yeah.
Right.
Bro, they couldn't even run me through what was going on, bro, because it was on the NHS, bro. They said, bro, you're getting this, you ain't going to work, don't worry about it. Yeah.
They're doing anything in there, you know?
Bro, I swear, after that, I took a picture and so I was like, right.
Did your nose look different?
I still snore.
Oh, it didn't work?
Yeah, the thing is, I snore, I don't know how I sound because I'm asleep, but yeah. I've been told I snore heavy, innit? And right. Like, I was in bed, this girl I was seeing, and as soon as she put her head on my chest, she got up, because she's a doctor, she got up and was like, you have a deviated septum. Bro. Like, within seconds.
She's a good doctor, then.
She legit laid down on my chest, and as soon as I breathed in once, mm-hmm. she popped up and did this.
I've seen this like, before.
You have a deviated...
K-72.
She was like, you have a deviated septum. I said, God damn, nigga. Yeah. I said, like, I knew I had something wrong with me,
because
I've been snoring like this since I was a kid, but... Now I know I have a deviated septum, innit? So
are you gonna get that sorted?
You gonna get it done? NHS, bro.
I said NHS.
They won't tell you what's gonna happen. They're just gonna put you to sleep.
NHS is dying, act. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe, innit? Maybe.
Are you, man? I just came from the pub. Yeah. Me and Atlas were over there swinging about.
That's not true.
Listen, I was thinking when I was outside the pub. If you man had a pub, what would you call your pub?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I'll call it the Gun Fingers.
Yeah.
Or the Donkey Punch.
I like Donkey Punch.
I like the Donkey Punch. I like the...
Nah, man.
Nah.
Fingers. Don't have an S at the end of it, you know what I mean?
We get
the
Donkey Punch. Yeah.
Can't lie.
I'm going to go to the Donkey Punch.
Shout out my nigga Chino. I might call that shit the Garrison.
Yeah! I like the Garrison. Do you know what a Donkey Punch is?
Yo!
Garrison. I might call it the Garrison.
Yo, you're coaching back.
Rest in peace, Ben
Shelby.
Man don't know Donkey Punch is a sex act.
I know what it is.
It's the bleak midwinter, boy.
Innocent. You should see his close friends.
Donkey Punch.
You should see his close friends.
I haven't got a close friend.
Alright, nigga. Yo, I gotta ask it. The Zion Williamson thing is crazy.
Oh,
you know what? Yeah,
wait, break it down.
He's going out.
Crazy. Right, cool. He just got caught.
I've been busy the last couple of days. You probably know a bit more about it than I do, innit?
Basically, Zion Williamson, he got like an insta thing pregnant, right?
Yeah.
Insta thing pregnant. Everything was a milkman, so he got an insta thing pregnant. Like a thing. Then also now a porn star. You know Mariah Mills.
Yeah.
The porn star. You know, you know.
You said yes so quick, my nigga.
So basically,
you said yes so quick.
Like, post like Snapchat, like screenshots of like they've been fucking each other for a while. Dan Williams was gonna fly her out to the New Orleans. Like,
I saw the flyouts. There was a numerous. He was like, he got to the point where he was like, how much is it gonna cost?
Yeah, how much is it gonna cost? I'm gonna pay you. Basically, he's gonna fly her out to like live like close to.
So he's got both of them breeded.
No, he got one breeded, but apparently she's like, oh, I've missed my period, so I might be pregnant as well.
Like the second.
But he's been fucking her for a while. He's like, oh. I let you fuck me raw, blah blah blah, all this that. Like he spit much shit, saying crazy shit.
Ash,
sec added context. Yeah, both of these women are in about 30, blood, and the boy's like 22.
Yeah, I know Zion's a baby.
That
bro.
Shit crazy.
But you fair? No, if I was 22,
but you know what?
22, 20 million, 20 million.
You know what? He might be 22. 22 is crazy.
I'm going crazy.
But he ain't got baby money.
No, facts.
He's got adult money.
Facts. Cam said it about Mace, like in a different context, where he was like, "You give a 22 year old from the hood." Or whatever, 10 million. Mm. Like Mace got 10 million off Harlem World at the beginning, like from all the money he made. It's like, imagine now, think of Zion in a world where the social media, all these women, like we look at these women and these attractive women, they're so accessible to us.
Yeah.
Like, okay, regardless if they respond or not, they're a DM away.
Yeah.
Get me?
Yeah. Like, theoretically, yeah.
Theoretically, like, if I DM Raven Tracy, she ain't going to respond to me.
Yeah.
No. But hey.
They don't change.
Hey. Don't. Give yourself some gas, bro.
Yeah. Lad. It don't change the fact that she is a DM away. So now you're telling me, I'm in the NBA. I got a $250 million. Mm-hmm. I can have that. Like, you get me?
No, I get it.
And I'm known.
You get me? And also, he probably grew up watching Ryan Ross.
Yeah.
Probably grew up watching him. Yeah, what?
Like, do you know what? Truth be told, I understand it. It's the fact that he let it slip, bruv. You're meant to get in there, obviously do your thing, did it, but live at the fantasy and leave.
But Mariah Mills, like, she kind of like, she didn't keep it player, because usually, if I get my thing pregnant, you got to keep it player, be quiet if you want things to keep going on.
Facts.
Like, you're in the DMs, no texting, only voice notes, and you better delete that afterwards, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
And you're crying after this 22-year-old. You're going out horribly, blood. Yeah. God damn.
Because he looks worse than she does.
Hey, I'm not going to lie.
Ain't no one joking on her. No, everyone's joking on him.
I'm not going to lie. I spoke to Ludo before this. He said he gave him 200 M's, he's cracking down Ruby Rose. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna say I agree, but I don't necessarily disagree.
Forget Ruby Rose. I'm going up to pool stars, bro. I'm doing the same thing. But in all seriousness, though, all these rich, powerful men do the exact same thing. They're pool stars and this woman.
Because a lot of these porn stars are escorts as well.
Bro.
But they ain't lucky, we say nothing wrong with that. Sex work is the oldest trade in the world. But it's just when you're high profile.
I'm bringing Pinky back, bro. I don't care, bro.
You said you're getting her on a diet plan.
Get on a diet plan.
Who's Superhead?
Sorry?
Who is Superhead?
Superhead, isn't it?
Who is that?
It's a person.
It's some woman, but I don't know if I'm getting her wrong. She's had a fling with like Lil Wayne as well, isn't it?
But she's super. But is there one Superhead, or is it like, you know, a name that's bestowed upon people?
Okay. I said bestowed. Like,
name down. But you take the name down.
But the thing is, everyone has like a mental
back. Like it's Doctor Who.
But everyone has a mental back of women that they will like go after if they were crazy up.
You know what? You say that.
Yeah.
You talk about Zion Williams, but who's seen Shaq and Brittany Renner rolling?
Yeah, see?
that one needs to stop right now.
Nah, ain't gonna stop. Yeah. Shaq's got a point. Shaq's pulling up in an Ed Hardy hoodie.
Single.
Shaq in the family, man.
Even if he is, bro, none of these men are.
He pulled up in a pair of Toms.
All these men, you know, all these men step out of their relationships, man. Come on.
Bro, they cheat viciously, bro. Of course they do.
Bro, come, like,
you know what?
When your money's that up,
like, as in, I'm pretty sure the mother to your children gives you that ultimatum, like, you know, do your thing, make sure you pay for what's got to get paid for, go.
And don't bring your kid back home.
Don't
bring kid back home.
Yeah, that's what it is, bro.
So you feel like a lot of women just kind of accept that?
I'll let Shaq cheat. You
know what's crazy? I think even them on the side doing their own thing.
What?
Yeah, 100%. Like, for example,
Shakira.
Okay,
I'll let Shakira cheat on me.
Let me know.
I think even the women are doing things on the side as well. Even like the powerful woman said, a lot of powerful women are dealing with like men the same level. You think women just fucking that nigga? No,
yeah, for sure not. Sure,
and the man said, yeah, I'll be every pay for, so I'm cool with that.
But the dynamic's different. You know, when a powerful woman, I don't know how it works, but I know it's a powerful man that usually has that role in it. I don't think a man would allow a powerful woman to like treat them like that.
It happens, my boy.
No, wait. You talk about kept men.
Yeah.
My nigga, we can talk about kept men. There's a lot of kept men. Actually, a man where the woman's the breadwinner and the man's just like, oh, I'm taking care of you. You seen Grown-Ups?
Yeah.
But you see like Chris Rock? In Grown-Ups, wife's the breadwinner, you get me? He's taking care of the kids, he's wearing the apron, you get me? He's doing the whole stay at home dad thing.
Who's that thing?
It can easily happen.
What's that guy's name? Oprah's with? What's that guy's name? The white guy?
Who? Oprah's man?
Yeah, Oprah's man.
I don't know his name.
Yeah, but basically, bro,
you're a white man.
Yeah, but
after everything, Oprah.
But basically, like, there's bear man, I kept man. All your bills pay for, you got allowance. Yeah, go do it.
I don't think. I think when it gets to a thing where it's money and it's money at that level, I don't think the whole like gender thing really matters.
It don't matter at that level.
It becomes genderless. I'm the breadwinner, so things are gonna happen. This can't. You get me?
At a certain level, like relationships are less like what we think they are. You know, are more like contracts at a certain level.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's how I feel anyway.
I'm not gonna bait him out because if he sees this, he'll shoot me. But someone very close to me turned to me the other day and was like, on this 100% say, so it's a pie, isn't it? 100% pie is 100%. How much percent of that pie do you think marriage is about love?
At what level? At our level?
No, in general. Like when you eventually get married and start a family.
25.
Like,
If I had to say 25 or less, yeah.
Yeah, because he was like to me 20% if that.
Yeah.
It's
if I had to say.
I think when you get after a while, it's not love, it's lust. It's lust and then it becomes love. Mm-hmm. Love is a family thing.
After love, it becomes
love ain't a thing between a man and a woman. Love is a family thing, bro. Love is you see that person as a family member, bro.
After it becomes.
It's lust that you lose, I feel, in the pie. Lust.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what?
No, that lust of like, fucking, I'm gonna stick you, fucking.
Sure, it's four niggas are different.
Do you know what? So a lot of like elders in my family tell me stuff about this anyway. Like, love's not enough, obviously, and there's other things that go along because marriage is hard and all that stuff, right? But I feel like the word love, as we know it, it evolves as you're with someone long enough. Like, you see, all the most successful relationships, you see people grow old together, and they have this thing where they kind of think for each other and they still look like friends and whatever. It's because it goes from love as we see it to you see each other as like partners, but also family and sibling, sibling love.
Yeah.
Then after that, there's another level.
Rivalry, bro.
After that, there's another level after that as well.
Yeah, but that sounds boring. That's why I ain't getting married, man.
we have to break this curse of non-marriage and broken homes, bro. It's on us, bro.
I ain't got
a who?
It's on us, bro.
Fuck that.
Well, imagine having it, bro. I dream of having kids and being able to, when my kid like, comes to senses, it's like, okay, mum and dad are together. They live in a home. That's how it's supposed to be. I don't want my kid to be, bro, imagine, bro, I watch porn. Do you think I want to see my kid on porn? So that's
how did
deep.
We get from here to here, my nigga?
How did we get from here to porn?
You get what I mean?
No, I don't get what you mean. Not even a little bit.
What like the step?
You might have been watching the porn. He like, it hits you like, right, this is someone's daughter.
Oh.
But you ever watch porn and you see a porn star and you're like, you're too pretty to be doing this.
Yeah, like,
I can change you.
I wish I could save you.
I could save you.
Are you getting your Drake feelings?
I wish I could save you.
I could take you away from
one. I don't even want to be my
like,
meat to this
like
one.
Eight dicks behind her.
I don't even want to be my meat to this one.
No! I know what you mean.
Right, what porn star
you just want to put your hand on her shoulder.
Cassidy Banks.
Who hurt you?
Sarah Banks or Cassidy Banks? I said
someone Banks.
What porn star would you save?
Couple Banks.
What porn star would I save? Mandy Muse, man.
Who the fuck is Mandy?
That is so random. You know? That's proper random to me.
Have you cheated?
But I'm obsessed with that one later. I'm obsessed with
that. Wait. She doesn't need to be doing all that, my nigga. I promise.
Hey, Atlas, I'm obsessed with your tick later still. My thing now,
focus on the Japanese wrestling. We ain't doing all
that. You're
a
sick boy.
Pause. That's not what I meant. Pause, nigga.
But TSU Smurf, he said, bro, veteran point guards, hoes get cuffed, bro.
Yeah.
Veteran point guards.
Yeah. Bro, every...
Yeah.
No, listen, like, listen, listen.
Where did she learn sucking dick so good from?
Listen.
But she sucked a lot of dick.
Yeah, I'll be real with you. I'll be real with you. A lot of men have it wrong, innit? A lot of men have it wrong where they want this girl who's never done that in a bit. Yeah. Let's have it right. We're 26, 27, innit? Like, let's have it right, bro. At this stage, if you're dating... The girl you're seeing has bodies and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Man, I had a conversation with a man the other day, he's 24. That man there all on Muzmatch and that. There's nothing wrong with Muzmatch, but he's talking about, I'm trying to find a girl who's never been touched. And I'm like, bro, you're 24 years old. What are the chances that you're going to find...
I understand that religiously, because that's probably
what I'm... No, but that's not, he's not even talking religiously. No, wait, I don't want to cut you off, but I even asked him, is it a religion thing? He was like, no. And I was like, okay, so it's not a religion thing. You just don't want someone who's still with another dude. Yeah. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, what about you? He goes, yeah, man, fuck their things. So I'm just like...
Yeah, it's kind of like... You know what though, bro? When you find that innocent woman, you're going to get bored of her.
That's the thing.
She don't know.
What I mean?
She don't know.
Listen, what's...
You know, lick your balls, lick your gooch. She don't know
Shout out... All right, nigga. Shout out my nigga Shmina. What'd he say? I'm too good to teach you how to suck a dick. Like... You got come to, prepared, didn't it? Man's not trying to get me.
Come, no, that's...
You got to question that though. How are you going to teach a girl to suck a dick? Do you know how to suck dick?
Come on, bro. Come on. That's like
a.
That's like
hey, where's gonna get a banana?
Where to?
Oh shit.
You know what? Low key, yeah.
Nah, but it's low true key. Though, because niggas are gonna start complaining her sex gaming.
Oh, you know, oh, she has the quint thing. That takes experience. Do the quint thing. You know, oh,
yeah. If you wanna, if you wanna get experience, bro.
Like, no, men can do that.
If you wanna go,
break a shit.
Wait, hold the what?
Clench. When you break a shit in half,
niggas just talking about quint. What the fuck?
Anyway,
that's breaking a shit in half.
We have to put these episodes out. You know that, right?
He bang it out, man. Don't know.
I was about woman quint. You talk about. Breaking,
that's you crazy. If you want to break a shit in half when it's when the log's too long,
Ash, please.
If you want to get us untouched, low key, you gotta be like the same on the same level, bro. Otherwise, you're gonna cheat on her, bro. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's I think you both gotta be like, yeah,
that's like you gotta be at the same level, bro. But like, man got it wrong anyway, like in general. But guys could go, oh, yeah, hoes, this, that, and the third, yeah. Listen, hoes are at a certain level get wife, bruv. Like, everyone needs to be honest with themselves. Yeah, everyone needs to be proper honest with themselves.
Because even they're good people.
Even if like, yeah, why? Listen, they're good people. Listen, bro. Have you never been with a hoe? And you think to yourself, yeah.
Are you a good person?
Like, you don't have to be this
I'm
way.
I'm just saying this. Just,
bro, let's be like this. Let's move to Manchester where nobody knows us.
Yo, no. Cap,
I said nanny.
No cap, though.
That's a train away, bro.
No cap. Let's elope. Not far enough.
I'm going to put it to you like this.
Let's elope.
The whole, like, whole whatever thing is whatever.
We use it as a tournament endurance.
Yeah. Exactly. But even that, for that category of women, they're the best.
Yeah.
They're the best vibes. Like, they're just the best.
Best chat, banter, everything.
Get me. Bring these boring girls to me, bro.
Bro.
You ever bring these boring women to me, bro, talking about, oh, I don't do it. Shut up.
I
ain't trying to hear all that, bro. Like, I'm 26
years old.
Don't waste
my
time.
You know what I mean?
Sorry?
Like I said, you got to take one for the day. You know, you want a girl that's going to take one for the team. Is that mean?
It's not even about taking one for the team. It's just not being around someone who doesn't make me want to fucking bang my head against the wall.
That's the fact, man. Like, boring. Like, you no personality, no nothing.
And do you know what else I've clocked as well? And I can't put my finger on what it is, but there's something about women who are an only child.
What the fuck?
Why do you keep gravitating to them though?
Right, you should.
No. I've not dealt with one.
I've not dealt with one since.
Oh, since
the last time I have.
Okay.
And I'm saying there's just something about them.
Yeah, they're entitled as well.
Yeah.
Because
they're mad entitled. They're not good at sharing.
So something that you like or something you don't like?
No, it's something I don't like. Okay, I've not dated an only child. No, I've not dated an only child since.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they're entitled. They don't have to share. They don't have to compromise.
I thought you was going
to say something.
I thought you were going to take this somewhere. I can't follow, blood.
One of the best women I've dated have either been the older sibling or had at least two or three younger siblings.
Okay.
Because there's just something about your psyche that develops more when you grow up around other kids and you have to share and you have to, you get me?
And you have to forgive and all that as well.
Yeah, yes, exactly. You grew up having conflicts and having fights with people that are close to you, people that you love, and you learn to just kind of build that scar tissue.
Yeah. The thing comes in where it's like, you know, it becomes a family member, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, love is a family thing. It's like lust is like
I see you.
Yeah, it
I
is, see bro. You it is. It's like, you know, you got to see it as like, yo, we come from a family. It's on us to take the step to make our own family. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's how I feel about it. Like, I personally definitely want.
You might have fam zoned someone or been fam zoned though. This friend zone and his family.
Family zone.
Someone calls you, we call someone sis. Yo, sis, bro.
Oh, no, I've never been like, against.
Well, I'm a Lannister then.
Yo, wow. I don't even watch that show and I know exactly what you mean, bro. That's scary.
Great goon.
Nah, I ain't never been like that against my will or nothing, though.
You never?
I've definitely
against his will. I've definitely
engineered it, man.
Huh? Bro, everyone's been friend zone, man. Yeah,
against my will.
Niggas act like they're Teflon.
I'm real with you, though.
No, not like that, man. Not like that.
Mr. Focky Focky.
I've been time zone bear, yeah?
No, not like that.
After Top Boy, girls do the little, hey, man. Saw you, that's a long time ago. Love for the support, sis. How you laughing now?
When I say that, I mean like, The minute I'm interested in someone and I feel like they're not, I don't stay around to stay there. It's long.
Yeah, but you've been friend zoned before.
Okay,
though.
Yeah, you know
maybe,
what?
Maybe, I don't there's know.
Bro, you've been friend zoned, man.
Maybe I don't know. Sorry,
I don't do
mean
this,
maybe I don't know. Don't do that, man.
Don't do that, bro.
What do you mean, maybe?
Don't be silly, bro.
I'm just trying to think.
Nah, you've been friend zoned. Every man's been friend zoned, bro.
Wait, I'm just trying to
see. You're lying.
I'm not lying.
I've never
built up the courage to tell
her. So you've never been pied?
I've got feelings.
But I see you as a brother.
So let me ask you a question.
Everyone's been pied.
Let me ask you a question. You've never moved to a girl, not like got anywhere with her and became cool with her?
Nah. Long term, no.
No, but you
in general. Not even in general, nah.
Okay, Casanova.
No, I'm just like I said,
I've never broke before.
Okay, Rico.
That doesn't make sense. No, come on, man. Explain it properly.
Okay, Antonio Banderas.
So, chilling, you're telling me you've never been friend zone. You've never been friend zone.
Explain the scenario. I said explain the scenario.
Okay, Iglesias.
My nigga, it's the friend zone. What do we need to explain?
Basically, you move to a thing or a thing, you explain yourself to a thing, and she's like, nah.
But you can get out of that thing. You can't get out of family.
No, you can't get out of friend zone. No one's saying you never got out.
Yeah, you can get out of it. I'm just saying, but you said.
Brother! Hey, brother!
But you said it's never happened, though.
No, my thing is, you can get out of friend zone. Listen, I'm sure everyone here has been out of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you have to be in it first. Now I look at him thinking, looking up at the sky.
Because I'm trying to think, bro.
Have you ever pulled your heart out after that talk to her?
No, I'd have to go back, yeah.
So risky message, and she hits you with a, you're like a family member. Sit coward. What's this guy saying?
What's
this guy saying?
All right, cool.
Fucking hell.
All right, cool. Yeah, come.
What, Carl, we've been friends with, yeah?
I guess so, yeah.
You trying to move that? Bro, don't do that.
I'm not moving like nothing. Legit that, though. Legit. I'm trying to think of the scenario you're talking about, the specific type of scenario you're talking about.
Every man's been friend zone, bro.
Have you been fam zone?
I get you.
Yeah. Friend zone and fam zone is different things, bro. Bra.
Fam zone is
when they call you bra. B-R-U. I've been fam zone.
B-R-U. Wait, what's the worst where you lot been pied, though? What's the worst where like, you lot been like pied?
I remember once, you know,
I got pied in a rave trying to wind a girl. The lights went on.
No, we've all done.
Wait. The lights went on at the end of the rave, yeah? Her bridges are in the front. Yeah. My boys are in the back, yeah? She looks back and goes, and she walks off. Her boys are laughing.
No.
My boys are laughing. I'm like this with a boner.
No, that didn't happen.
Bigger Fish in Kentish Town Forum.
God damn.
Oh, shout out Bigger Fish.
Never going to wind with a gal ever again. Never going to dance again.
God.
Shout out Bigger Fish.
Damn.
When's the last time you did a show?
What?
When's the last time you did a, sat down and had a podcast?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So you not spoken about Mizzy yet?
No.
I know you.
I don't know. You don't want to talk about brothers like that.
I mean, we can if you want.
I was proper interested. What do you not think of this youth?
I think he's insane.
He's got a youth.
He's got a kid.
Wait, he's got a kid?
He's 18, bruv. He's 18 on paper. He's not 18 in the brain.
I'm going to tell you something. This ain't even about Mizzy because I don't know him. But if I had my own crib and a random bro walked into my crib, he's not walking out.
Yo, I swear, bro.
He's not walking out.
Oh my God. Someone's going to pick up my dog and run down the road. Are you mad?
I tell you the truth. Yeah, Alex's going to lock the door. That's telling hell in the cell. He's telling some money in the bank. Alex's going to lock the door slowly. Turn the key. That's it.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you know you used to watch Tom and Jerry?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the dog's banging.
That's what he's gonna.
The bulldog come out of nowhere.
Because he's insane. Because people are saying shit like, "Oh, it's harmless pranks." He walked.
Harmless.
I mean, when people,
do you know what though, bro?
People do this shit when they give black people grace for the sake of them being black. My nigga, I don't care if he's black, brown, blue. I don't care.
It's dumb shit.
Guy's doing
about.
Dumb
yeah,
shit.
Like, oh yeah, white people. Yeah, yeah.
Bro, you know
it's
what?
Not okay, regardless.
He just whatever happened. Police stuck it on him. Peers, everyone stuck it on him. He's supposed to go straight and narrow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, for like one day, innit?
Just yesterday or 2 days. Yesterday was it yesterday? He just sent out a location. Everyone linked me. Marble Arch ran into Primark doing a matting. Jumping on the counters, dashing. Yeah. You know when you go to practice?
I saw that video.
You know the socks and that?
Yeah.
That's by the front, you know, by the cashier. But dashing at everyone behind the counter. Yeah. What are you doing? To be fair,
that's an old video. It's an old video.
Are you sure?
I'm sure it's an old video.
No, do you know why it's not an old video?
Bro, it's an old video.
But hear what I'm saying? This is why I don't think it's an old video. Because the crowds that are following him, it's like he never had this energy before all this shit came out.
No, bro.
So why is all these people following him?
No, bro. Apparently he's had a following for a while, though, doing these pranks. Like, he's built up quite a following.
Missy Maras Club, bro. Fuck that, bro. Sorry.
But the thing is, he does some crazy pranks, so it is what it is, isn't it? But
I don't know, man. I just thought
it's like...
As well, behavior.
You can tell as a man, he's not... As a person, it's like he needs to go back into the education system. He's not... When I hear him talking, it's like, bro, you're not developed. Your brain is not developed.
He's a kid. It's 18,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I mean, as in...
18's not as young as you.
Yeah, bro. Hey, bro.
Well, it's not...
When we were 18, we knew... We shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah,
shit,
bro. With today's technology, yeah.
Look at Ludo smiling at me.
Bro, you see the today's technology? These 18-year-olds are more advanced than us, bro.
Yeah. Fair enough.
There's something wrong in the head, bro.
True that.
What do you mean you're walking into people's yards?
Yeah, that's
what do you mean you're running off with old women? You're running off with
you, and you're still carrying on.
And you're running off with like old people's dogs.
Yeah.
You're approaching women when it's pitch black outside, asking them if they want to die.
Oh my
God. Come on, bro. What are we? It don't matter how old you are, bro. You know what you're doing is wrong.
Insane,
guy clearly ain't got no direction in it. That's the thing, though, man. Okay,
but the thing is, yeah, he's getting like, obviously he's getting like clout and famous from that, bro.
That's the thing, though, man.
Even got the Piers Morgan interview, yeah, or whatnot, or even other interview we got like taken off or whatnot. So,
bro, at his
He's seen his bad behaviors getting rewarded. So he's gonna keep doing
that's
that.
The thing.
Yeah, I know, but like, I don't.
When bad behavior gets rewarded, you're gonna keep doing that. Like I say, Antonio Brown. Wild out, but yeah, I'm keep getting these catches, whatnot. Until it becomes too much of an issue.
Bro, when I see him, I just think back to myself, like, what was I doing at that age? You know what I was doing at that age, bro? I was going into Ann Summers and shaking down the dildos for the batteries for my Xbox controller. That's what I was doing. What? You man have had Xbox controllers in
there? No,
we had PlayStation.
Yeah, so I had an Xbox for a minute. I wanted to play Gears of War.
Fair enough.
But as in, I used to go to Ann Summers and shake the dildos out for
them. They're like £3 in Tesco.
Yeah, but no, they got the long-lasting batteries. They got the long-lasting. But they got the long-lasting batteries in them dildos.
Why?
Makes sense.
Huh?
Why?
I don't know.
I have a question. Yeah. How did you even know the batteries in those dildos lasted long?
Because the first time I did it, they lasted forever, and then go back months later.
So you... The thing is, you didn't even know. You just like, went off the strength.
It was like walking into an Apple store because you know that all the dildos are wired down to the thing. Can't even snap them now.
No, but do you know what it is? You had to learn a lot of things to get to this point, yeah? So the first time you went off the strength of perhaps.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
It was speculation.
It was a
speculation. It was all speculation. It was, I'm going to throw this at the wall.
Yeah. And see what happens.
Yeah.
And it stuck. Well,
Worked out well.
That's crazy.
I clocked Gears of War 1 and 2.
You should have just got a PlayStation. Hey. I never understood the Xbox thing. The niggas had to
get
charge your controller, but then I also need a battery.
I didn't know this as a kid. I had to find out the hard way when I got it. I'm stuck with it.
Yeah, I need new batteries. But I'm like, but I just saw you charging it.
Fuck.
That's a money laundering scheme, bro.
Because even back in the day, Xbox, even because you got to pay for PlayStation Online now. That's only like kind of a few years ago.
Yeah, back when we were youths, people had to pay.
What I will say about Xbox is that their kind of online algorithm was a bit better than PlayStation. So like PlayStation old school, you could only talk to your niggas if you were in the same game as them. Yeah. Xbox, you were been able to do the whole party thing. So I could be on FIFA, you could be on Gears of War.
The party was
that's what I will say, innit? But back when I was in school, niggas didn't have Xbox. It was like five or six niggas who had Xbox.
It was a split. Like, some people had PS3 or Xbox.
You can burn Maxwell albums on that and shit.
Maxwell.
Having a great time on Maxwell.
You was doing a lot of shit
playing
back then.
Maxwell, playing some fucking Gears of War.
Best stuff in there, man.
Oh, fucking hell, man. Maxwell, that's crazy.
But that's what I was doing at that age. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Now I see. Everyone like an anti-social prey, but probably we didn't film it though.
Yeah, we didn't film it though.
Then again,
we
outside. I'm not defending Lizzie.
I'm not defending.
What I will say is that niggas who was doing that Asbo shit, not me, I was a good dude, but niggas who was doing that Asbo shit might have been filming it if they had social media.
Because
we were 18, 8, 9 years ago, so it's like.
Has he even got a social media platform right now?
I think he even kicked off it, innit?
Yeah.
Shit, they got Wiley out of here. They might as well get him out of here too.
Take it back.
Do you know what? We're not old. We're definitely not old by any stretch here, but it's crazy to think here. We remember a time where Apple didn't have a stranglehold over the market, bruv.
Yeah.
Everyone had different phones.
Yeah, it was BB.
BB, Sony Ericsson.
Sony Ericsson. Bruv, the shaking
Nokias,
thing. When the shaking thing
or the Nokias.
Bruv.
Shaking thing.
It's what you could shake it and then the song changes.
Oh, yeah.
The song changes. The Walkman. Sony Ericsson Walkman, innit? When that came in, that changed the game.
Remember that Nokia phone looked like a tablet?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the Happy Slap phone.
Yeah.
When that phone comes out.
See.
Oh, no, whoa. Happy Slap era.
Happy Slap, yeah.
The Happy Slap era.
I will happy slap the shit out of Mizzy. Sorry.
So it's not a new thing. Niggas been any socials. Happy Slap was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
You know it got too far when niggas just started rushing niggas for no reason. We weren't slapping no more.
You know it was just beating people up,
bro. BB what?
I always saw Happy Slaps and it was like, I think the goal was, yeah, can. Like, can my one go viral?
Yeah.
The certain ones that, you know, but going viral back in the day was Bluetooth in it.
Yes. You know what going viral back in the day? When you're in another part of London and people are recognising your thing. Yeah.
I think it was called Release the Peace. Somebody was sleeping on the bus. Release the Peace! And you have about 5 slaps in his face.
Fuck it.
Hey, happy slap era. At least you're happy slap era.
Wait, is Happy Slap on YouTube?
People have been antisocial. It's just like, in LCN, people filmed it, but social media.
But niggas walking into yards and that though. And
yeah, obviously
hijacking trains.
He's taking it to another level.
Not for fun, but yeah, it was happening.
It's just that I hate the way.
Yeah, niggas was walking into yards. Of course, niggas was walking into yards.
I was just saying.
But not like that.
Yeah, not for
niggas
not like
walking
that.
Into yards for different reasons.
Yeah, like with focused reasons.
Yeah. Niggas was going in there to provide it to, you know, you get me.
Provide a service.
To get stuff done and get me provide a service. borrow items.
Yeah, they won't get back.
Yeah. Borrow. Ain't nothing, bro.
Observe.
Remember all the fights back in the day as well, like, used to get filmed as well.
Yeah, all that stuff as well. So. But even then, it was like what you said, bro. It was all Bluetooth and wherever, through, like, regular people.
Infrared.
Yeah.
Don't move.
But it's like, you know what? Man, them didn't sit there and try and try and think up devilish plans.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, them, these youths are sitting up thinking,
bro,
how can I do
these youths got a board, yeah, social strategy.
Did he jump over a Jew?
Yeah.
Facts.
Oh yeah, he did, didn't it? He jumped over the Jewish guy.
Jewish man, bro.
Oh, fuck's sake. Anyway, that light skinned he rolls with his voice.
That's his manager.
That's
his
what?
Manager. That's his manager.
You guys more insane than him?
That nigga's gonna have no hands in like 3 years. Nigga just spends his whole time punching walls and that. He might as well think.
Yeah, I see him bang a wall.
My nigga go down to the fucking boxing gym.
Word.
What are you doing, bro? What are you doing? You guys sparking at all, saying, yeah, pain's a mindset. All right, nigga.
All right, my bro.
The dunya is done, bro.
But it pains the mindset.
Oh, bro, it's done, man. It's been done,
sorry,
bro.
Andrew Tate.
It's been
bro,
done, man.
It pains the mindset. I don't think this is Rocky or something.
Social media is supercharged best.
Yeah, it's probably the best invention to mankind and probably the worst invention to mankind as well.
Yeah. Yo, back in the day, yeah, if back in the day, you being bait on socials, yeah, and like a good bait, yeah, it's like you being on one of them hotspots pages on Facebook.
I always get one of those, bro. Damn.
I didn't get one. I wasn't nice.
Hold on, you made it
on. Oh my God, I still can't get on this shit. Fuck, man. I still can't get on them Moroccan Smash pages.
Bro, hate on him. He's been on one. He got onto one.
What?
Got onto one.
Bro, I feel like 50 Cent in his prime.
Right.
Man, bro.
Someone made a page for my high school. It was called Hendon Slutty Sluts.
Well, no.
Oh, yeah, I remember bro. That.
You definitely know who made that.
Niggas posted niggas. They were supposed to niggas. Yo, I was like, oh shit, this is crazy.
No, but do you remember back in the day, yeah, when Grimlist used to come out, like Slutlist.
Oh, that's what the
Grimlist.
Yeah.
And the very next day, the girls are on it, their heads would be gone. Nah, it's not true.
Gone, that's gone.
Heads would be on the moon.
Cause that didn't just stay on.
That ruined it.
Because that didn't just stay on Facebook. That came in the BB era as well.
That's
with the Grimlist.
Yeah.
The Grimlist, so it's like, this is what we talk about, like, what's that word I'm looking for? I forget the word I'm looking for, but so let's say, for instance, right? Even here, like, you grew up in West, innit?
Yeah.
So you man are from East, I'm from North West, you're from West.
Yeah.
So let's say, for instance, right? I get the Grimlist sent to me, it's got 20 names on it. Mm-hmm. Then I broadcast it, then it goes to you, you're from East.
Yeah.
Another two.
Yeah.
Then all your niggas put names on it, then it goes to you in West, you put some names on it, then it comes back to you, another part East. By the time it gets back to me, the list is tripled in size. Yeah. You get me? It's nuts.
It's called cyber tiny.
All it takes is one person to know someone else. It's
domino effect.
Like, let's say, for instance, me and Ludo went to primary school together. Mm-hmm. In year 7, he's moved to East. I've stayed in Northwest. But then now I know, basically, in a way, I know his whole high school just through knowing him.
Yeah,
so as soon as my thing hits his thing, it's that's
exploded.
Crazy. Yeah,
bruv.
It's crazy how it works.
Like, that thing
it's
was
crazy, because then you got shorties coming out with the original notes page thing, but I don't know why I'm on the Grimlist. Bro,
because you freed it up, love. You freed it up.
Maybe he's an all-star. You know why he's on there.
I love those fake news. I love those fake news because sometimes niggas be salted, I think.
Yeah. I can't lie, the shit was embellished, but even still, like that slut shaming thing, you know what's so crazy? We think about how much slut shaming was part of our childhood.
Yeah.
But it's like you say, you don't really, it's like we speak a lot on the podcast about how, like, there was that girl in our year. She's probably light skinned. She probably had one of those jackets that had the
fur. She had the slick.
Yeah.
She probably had one of those jackets.
She had the Shelly bag.
Yeah, you get me. And then she was in like year 9, and there was like a 21-year-old nigga pulling up in his
compressor.
In his compressor to pick her up. Now, back then,
who's hating?
We're hating.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward as grooming, we're like, shit, like poor girl was getting groomed.
Facts.
Yeah. That's the thing, you don't understand these things growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So like, she's getting groomed, and on the other side, we're slut shaming. Wow.
But we don't understand that.
Sorry, all light skin. All light-skinned, slick-haired girls that went through that, I apologize.
Listen, but you can't tell a 13-year-old, 14-year-old boy who fancies a girl in the year above, right?
Only the same year sometimes.
Yeah, and he's seeing her getting picked up by this guy who's 23, whatever.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand what's going on.
Because he doesn't know any better than the girl.
He doesn't know no better than the girl. It's the Brer who's like, yo, he's the one who's fucked up. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He has to understand something in this whole equation.
Crazy part, yeah.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. There's so much power in him. He doesn't understand it. You get me? It's not until you get a bit older and you think back to you. Like, shit.
That was weird.
Who?
I don't
think. Angel!
I don't see him, yeah.
I think they still do kind of exist.
You know what? I'll be real with you lot. Yeah, there's times, yeah, bro. I'll be walking Boutro early morning, yeah. And this is when Top Boy Fresh came out. Mm-hmm. All these old school girls, hi, Chas. I'm like, hey.
Go to school, blood.
They don't know any better.
Rather than not innocent, they don't know any better.
Bro, I'm an old man. They don't know any better. And the thing is, someone who's not as good of a person as you can take advantage of that.
Yeah.
That's what they don't understand. It is fucked up.
Some dad's going to come stamp me out, bro.
As they should.
That's not the only reason.
They don't know the lines. That's all it was, isn't it? They don't know that the boundaries, isn't it? They just see that you're attractive, you got clout and whatever. Good.
You know the list got silly though when we need to make like snitch lists and that.
Yeah, man.
You know there's the industry list. You remember the industry list?
No. That's all
you.
Like,
all the people from Radar Radio.
That's all you.
Bro, I swear, when that list came out, I had to look it in the light. I was like, I should be on this by default.
Look at this guy, bro. I said, I should be
on this. Because I ain't done nothing, but as in, it's just, I can tell this list was made by scorned people. Scorned people. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, what was this list?
It was just like all these radio presenters, DJs, musicians, all these people. And it's like, beside it, what they've been charged for. We're just making up shit. One guy I know, he was, what was it? What's that thing when you're watching someone, when you're watching two people do something?
Voyeur, right? I think it's called.
And I was like, I had to look, I was like, what?
It's also peeing.
I forget what it is.
You're watching two people commit a crime?
No, to do some sexual acts.
It's called shit, nigga. I don't know.
Voyeurism.
It's something weird. I had to Google it. I was like, I know this, Donnie.
Did he get bagged for it?
No way. No, he didn't get bagged for it. But it's like, as in the industry were shaming him for it. This me, bro. And I know this, bro. There's no way in hell my man's on this weird shit, bro. You know what I mean?
You never know.
No.
I'll be honest. You never know.
My nigga, you never know.
I've been in scenarios with a guy where there's girls around and he don't move like this, bro. So I would.
Yeah, because you was there, yeah, bro. You never know.
Niggas
got
to come correct when they're on.
You never know. You can't see the good in people, man.
Yeah, true. But you never know.
You can't see the good in people, but niggas is weird niggas, bro. Yeah,
you'd be surprised. We've been let down before. I tell you the truth, bro. Like
it could have been when a nigga was having a threesome and he was watching the other nigga pack it out. Pause.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I fancy that.
Yeah. No, wait. Let my lad. It could have been that.
You never know because shit happens. Yeah. And like, you don't even know. It sets something off in you.
Like, let me set
it.
Set the scene. He's there. Yeah. Then he steps back for a second. Maybe to catch his breath.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, yeah, everything slows down. Now he's just watching you. Oh, this is crazy. Yeah. He finds himself there.
Yeah.
Coercion.
No, sorry. It's like completely different.
It's not completely different. I'm going to explain what coercion is off cam, but it's not coercion. Coercion is really, really bad.
Yeah.
Coercion is really bad. Coercion is really bad.
Nah, when you said the word, my heart started beating.
I'm like a deer in headlights right now. You know? What the fuck is going on, bro? I feel like I'm outside. But
it's hot in here. You hot?
Yeah, it's kind of warm.
Black is hot.
You don't want a blowjob?
What are you saying?
My nigga, what the fuck is going on?
He's killing me, man. Yo, funny guy, bro.
Get your heads out of the guy, bro.
Fuck. I'm running out of water.
Dead you, man.
Fucking hell. Can we change subject, please?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Any new films coming out? I want to see Transformers.
Spider-Man, I want to see some apes.
Man, that's
amazing. Look, Transformers and Planet of the Apes, my two favorite ones.
I got a feeling that you know how they've already leaked what's his name? The OG Batman coming back in that.
Michael Keaton.
I got a feeling that's not the biggest thing. No, I think Dark Knight's coming. I think there's going to be a Dark Knight.
Christian Bale.
I think so.
Just allow me, man. It's not that.
Why are they going to let out the biggest thing? DC ain't up right now. They can't be doing that. They can't be doing that in their trailers, bro.
We shall see.
We'll see. I mean, there's so many that I need
Dark
to watch.
Dark Knight, where is she?
I still ain't seen Air.
Air's dope.
Yeah, you need to watch
it. Air is dope.
I still ain't seen John Wick. I still ain't seen Guardians. Ooh,
you ain't seen what? Guardians.
I ain't seen Guardians.
Oldest film I've watched 5 times in a row.
What?
Mario. Peaches. Don't piss me off. Mario's cold, you lot. It's been so long since I've watched the film and I've reloaded it. Wheel the blood clot. I want to watch it again and
Chris
again.
Chris Pratt, bro.
I'm talking about Jack Black, my guy.
He bows, isn't it?
Yeah, bro.
I swear I'm Jack Black.
I can't lie, it's cold, bro. You know what's so fucked about that film?
School of Rock.
Mario. Mario don't like eat mushrooms. He don't like to eat mushrooms. It's like he's
Oh, like, he has to. Like, he has
force himself. Like, this is horrible. I'm like, to see Mario move like this, bro.
That's how they give Mario an eating.
You know what? Even the post-credits, there's post-credits, bro, to lead on to the next film. Bro, watch that film. Cold as
Can I tell you? You know what's cold as well? The new Spider-Man.
Is it good? Apparently, it's amazing.
Really,
it
really watched really
it, yeah. Yo, I got to tell you a lot of story. Just, I legit tweeted this and I said I was going to tell this story on the podcast, yeah. I need first, when I told this story, I need you men to honestly tell me how you would react. Yeah. Because I need to know how you guys, it didn't happen to me. I saw this happen. So I'm in the gym now and I saw this girl, pretty girl, whatever. She's going about her business, whatever. Actually, let me land, please. She's going about her business and she's with her man. Because I can see them like interacting every so often and whatever. And you can just tell when
he was licking the sweat from the pits.
Sorry? Actually, let me land that. Anyway. So they're into whatever. I can see their boyfriend and girlfriend. There's another dude in the gym who I don't know, but I see him often and he's cool, whatever. He's not even a big dude. He's like tallish, but not big, just decent, athletic looking. Anyway, the girl and her man, her man is mad skinny, innit? Like, yeah. You can tell he's probably just started getting into the gym. And like I said, he's pretty. Anyway, I'm on a machine and my headphones are running out of battery, so I'm literally training in silence. So whatever, I'm just.
Are your headphones still in your ear?
No, they're over my head, innit? Right. I had nowhere else to put them.
So anyway, you're eavesdropping?
Yeah, as you do.
Weirdo.
So I'm chilling and I see my man, the tall athletic guy, and the girl.
Yeah.
Turns out they know each other.
Mm.
So she's seen him and been like, oh, hey, giving him a hug. But it's one of them Drewski hugs.
I know them kind of hugs. We know he's the fuck. Where's the drink?
Them Drewski hugs. She's giving him one of them Drewski hugs.
Right,
so she's giving him one of them Drewski hugs and they're right in front of me. I'm on the machine. I'm on a leg machine. I'm like, not watching them, but I'm like, okay, cool. They're talking. Bro, her man comes over and you can tell straight away that, like, because I saw him at the corner of my eye getting up and walking over. You can tell by the way the nigga was walking over that he didn't know this, bro. He's come walking over and I forget what he said, but he kind of like interjected into the conversation and said something. And then the other dude did this. He goes, so bear in mind, he's way bigger. He did this. He goes, nah, bro, we're just friends.
Nah. Don't squeeze the trices.
But where do you go, nah, bro, we're just friends and just.
I said, I'd have gone home. I'd come back with 3 pistols. One for me, one for her, one for him.
Because
you
think,
guy.
Yeah.
You say, do you talk to him?
Not really.
Just like, you know, the gym nod.
Yeah, just every so often. Yeah. It's not that.
So he's he's a gym social.
Bro,
the nearest dumbbell went over his head.
Like, because the thing is, do you know what happened? Do you know what made it worse? She did that awkward giggle thing. You know that awkward like. And I'm just sitting there. I'm mid-set. I'm doing reps. And I'm like,
bro.
Like, I legit had to hide my face because I couldn't believe what was happening. The nigga squeezed his bicep.
What are we talking though? Like,
don't touch
Pete Davidson skinny.
Don't touch
me. He's like Pete Davidson skinny. He's like.
Don't touch me.
Athletic, not big.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
He's like,
me,
not big, athletic. Yeah, not, yeah, get me, not.
Yeah, but as in he's.
Yeah. You can tell he trains. He goes, we're just friends. And he squeezed his arm. And the guy just stood there and like looked at him. He's looking up at him. He just looked at him. And like she started like giggling.
I take myself as a very calm and, like, guy.
Bro, I got up and walked off because I was like, you know the awkwardness, you know the secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah.
I got up and walked off. Like, I won't even finish my exercise.
Put the set, put it.
Bro,
I might punch him up for you.
Facts.
Where am I right now? I might say, yo, man, who's trying to handle it?
Yeah.
Bro, offer man out, bro. Like, you got to do the
okay, what are you doing? What do you do in that situation? Bro, as the skinny man, what do you do in that situation?
Listen, I got a question for you.
Go on, ask me.
If you kicked off in a gym, what utensil are you drawing for to kill a man? What's the first thing? Think about it. What's in the gym?
There's better things, bro.
But what are you for?
The easiest thing to use, in terms of like how easy it would be, it'd probably be like one of the handles you put on the cable machine.
Facts. I'm about to say that.
You need something you can wield.
You
can pick up a dumbbell or you can pick up like a bar, but you can't wield that.
Yeah.
That's not practical.
Yeah, you know the little 5kg things? I'm going to pick that and just whack your head.
You have to pick up like a little plate.
But
like
jailhouse in a plate. Pick up on the plate and just whack it.
Pick up something heavy. It's not practical.
I'll pick up a Pilates mat. Whip man with it.
It's not. That don't work, bro. This ain't.
Bro, squeezed his bicep, bro. What do you mean he squeezed his bicep?
Why is he even like purple Aki?
Bro.
No, take me to the gym. I'm bringing my burner.
No, facts though.
Fuck that.
No, fuck that.
There ain't no search.
I've been to Alex's gym. They don't search, man. No, fuck that. Because as a skinny man, I feel violated.
What are you doing in that situation? Listen, I want to ask you something, but I know Chino's going to lie. But anyway, you know what I was saying the other day in the chat, yeah? Where that nigga was hunting that shorty down for 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lie.
To the man, them. Let me land. I go to the man, them. What's the longest you've waited for box? So from the day you said to yourself, I want to sleep with this woman, to the day it actually happened.
Yeah, you actually get it, yeah.
All right. All right, but
you're not going to say 3 weeks.
I know, I hear what I'm saying though, yeah?
No, because...
I
say 10 years.
No.
But I mean, as in, I weren't actively pursuing.
Yeah.
If it has landed on my doorstep after 10 years, does that land as the same thing?
Wait, no. Was you like trying to like every now and again, like checking in like every 2 years? Like,
yeah,
you
know, yeah.
Okay, then 10 years. For me, it's probably like, me, 4 or 5 years.
3.5 years. I told niggas. And the bright lights got me.
That's all right.
Bright that's lights all right. got me. Crumbled. It's crazy.
That's all right.
The lights were so bright. I almost had a
seizure. I mean, what's the longest out from boom, then you actually got it?
He's still
waiting. 3 years.
He's still waiting.
3 years, I think. 3 years.
Yeah, like real rap. Like, but the thing is, yeah.
You gotta put in your hard yards, bro.
That was like my layaway where, you know, just I'm heating up.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta let like heat up, slowly.
So yeah, slowly.
Slowly.
You like at least you work your game on loan over there, I work my game over here, then we come together.
Yeah, sometimes it happens like
it goes crazy.
Like, did it when it happened, yeah?
Oh, it was amazing.
When it happened, it's like after a time of pursuing it,
yeah.
Like those times where I'll try and make a move because I'll read the situation wrong and she'll be like, hey, no, we're just friends. Mm. And then one night she kind of came to me. Yeah.
So you like one?
And after it happened, like she got in her feelings and she was like, you haven't called. And I was like, hey.
You're just friends. I went to my boy, I'm not going to bait him out. The pussy was better than my imagination.
No, it was dead.
You know what I'm
gonna say? So dead, bro. It was like a wizard's sleeve.
You know what I'm going to say about women? I feel like with women, right?
Sorry.
if a woman doesn't suddenly become attracted to you, a woman will know she's attracted to you from the first time she meets you.
Really?
I think so.
No, unless you like, unless you level up, go for changes.
10 years, bro.
A woman isn't gonna suddenly think you're good looking.
You are so
obviously funny. 10 years is an extreme. But like a woman you met 6 months ago isn't suddenly gonna think you're attracted 6 months later.
Yeah.
She might be interested in you 6 months later, want to sleep with you, want to date you 6 months later. But the initial attraction was always there.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Hmm.
I think so.
I mean,
I like that mentality. I like that confidence. Because I'm pretty sure that bitch didn't like me.
Like this. Let's say you go to work. Right? Let's say you start a new job and there's a girl in your office or whatever. And she's attractive, right? And you guys talk a little bit. You're just friendly, right? And then 4 months later, you move to her and you sleep together.
Yeah.
She didn't just start thinking you were attractive when you started moving to her. She thought you were attractive when you first started talking and vice versa.
But could it not ever be a case that she never like thought it was an option until then?
But it doesn't mean she doesn't think you're attractive. It doesn't mean she doesn't think you're
attractive. Or she wasn't alive to that.
Also, I think people go through like life changes or whatnot, or just like glow up or whatnot, then they become attractive in that aspect.
No, I'm talking about a small sample size. You need to talk about years. I'm talking about 4 months.
But years, but we wait years. But say
no, I'm talking in general.
On the flip, do like for men, is it a thing where you didn't find that person attractive, then one day you found him attractive?
Yeah.
That's beer goggles, mate. You was drunk.
Maybe after years, but like a girl I've met 2 months ago, I'm not going to see her tomorrow and be like, oh, you're attractive.
Yeah, facts.
You're probably attractive 2 months ago.
Facts. Big facts.
Like, I already knew you. I want to move to you or not, or if I'm interested in you or not. But that base level attraction of looking at you and thinking, yeah.
Yeah, I already thought you were nice.
Yeah.
I already knew.
Like, I already thought you were gorgeous or whatever.
From the beginning, for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that changes. Maybe intentions.
You know what? Was the box everything you thought it would be? Definitely not for me, bro.
Him gone. Yeah, lights were too bright.
Yeah, lights were bright. You see that? Like that was like on a thousand. Like,
Was you able to like redeem yourself?
Nah, I never got the chance.
Would you? How about now? Would you still? If you had, would you like?
It was fuck. This was 6 years ago now.
Yeah,
and we're both from very different places now.
Was she married?
No, she's in a very different place. Like in a bad place. Like Syria, bad.
Wait, what?
Like, she's
God in damn.
Like, she's
in coercion.
Like, God bless.
She's in Syria.
Don't say that word.
No, she's in a. She's gone through some stuff. We don't talk anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
God bless her. I think she's doing better, but she is in a very.
Right, you turned her into an Aki.
Don't blame me. It's got nothing to do with me.
You turned her Aki, bro.
It's got nothing
to do with me. Turned her a Dean.
It's got nothing to do with me. Listen, man, life has a way of beating you up, bro. Like, life ain't easy, innit?
She was
going through some shit, and then it just kind of got a bit too much. But I hear she's doing better. But she's just not.
I respect that.
I hear that.
Yeah.
So you don't get your lick back.
Nah. Sometimes you just got to take your lump.
Yeah.
Listen, man. Yeah. Hey, listen. What's the word? I don't lose. I learn.
Ooh.
I don't lose. I learn.
You know what, bro?
Elway the lock.
You know what I mean?
Man, shit almost can't go swimmingly. Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
I was playing basketball with Amanda a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to the gym with Mo, and then I went to go whatever. And like after the first time, the second time I tried to go again, my body stopped working. My body legit shut. I was so tired.
Yeah. Okay.
My whole body, like even during the first round, I almost pulled a hammy and I had to gut through it. I was like stretching myself out in missionary. You get me? Mm-hmm. So it's like.
Real niggas know about that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, bro. You know about being a Mishi Batshuayi and having to stretch yourself out.
Being in what? Being in who?
In what player?
In what, bro?
You ever what you see? So you pull
but
up nah,
but the second.
Yeah, that's a Mishi. Come on, man.
Pulling my groin, my hammy.
My body legit shut down. Yeah. Like you know when they say you hit the wall.
Yeah.
I legit hit the wall and I was like, yo, I can't do this. Like,
my hit the rookie wall.
Like, I even messaged her the next day. I was like, yo, look.
Yeah.
My body just stopped working.
No,
my bad.
No, you know like what? In,
how did
like
you
that.
Feel? Did you feel like your body shut down? Did you feel like you annoyed at yourself? You're like, right, I pushed.
I was tired, bro.
Did you feel yourself? Right, I pushed myself to that limit.
You got to go as far as you can go.
I never pushed myself to that limit. My body keep going.
You got to go as far as you can go. My body legit stopped working.
On another episode, not today. We need to talk about sometimes, in front of the bright lights, you crumble, and the reasons why. But another day.
Are you lot?
No, we ain't got time to do that.
Yeah, another day.
You know, we got a little minute. Can you break down what the bright lights means to me?
Brother. So it's like
basically having not performing, not in early, can't get.
Oh
up.
Fucking hell, bro!
So it's like you hit the big stage, you're not ready for prime time, the Champions League.
They call me Quick, not Quinton.
Not there.
They call you.
You're not at the races.
Nigga, your name's not Quinton. It's Ash.
You're not at the races.
Quick, not Quinton.
Yeah, on Pornhub, it's Quinton. Nah, quick, not Quinton. I mean,
you know what? Do you see the reason why? You see the reason.
Oh, I see the video. They can put it in.
I'm a real. I'm an Instagram real.
Yeah. You see the reason why I never said a legitimate answer or like a easy answer is because it happened to me one time, and then after that I gave up early ever since, and I never did it again. Sorry? You see that what you were talking about earlier, like oh, how long have you waited?
Oh yeah.
I did it once, and then after that I've become a give up nigga easily.
But you know, it's waiting. It's necessarily. Like,
sorry.
Go on.
Do you feel like when you give up, and the girl can. That pheromone, she can read that energy, and it's like now you've given up. No, she wants you. Now she pursues.
Yeah, it happens a lot. That's like
when
that.
when she pursues you, do you free it up?
Yes. What the fuck I look like playing hard to get?
You know what I mean?
Come here, man.
Bro, I'm easy. Nigga, I wanted to be here.
I wanted to be here. Hard to get, my nigga. Let's not do this hard to get thing, innit?
No, you're right.
I think you're attractive. You think I'm attractive. We can either do it at yours, or I can pay for a hotel.
The fuck do I look at playing hard to get? I'm hustling backwards.
Bro, I'm playing hard. I'm hustling backwards, bro. What do you mean I'm playing hard to get thing? The hard to get thing is air, bro. Niggas think they're too. Like, come on, bro.
But it's air, bro, man. Air, fam. Leave it to women, man.
The hard to get thing is, leave it to women. Like, you know what we have to understand? Like, even, I know, look, Andrew Tate. Sometimes, listen, people know how I feel about Andrew Tate,
yeah?
But.
You like him?
Nah, but part of the whole men need to be men thing in certain aspects, yes.
Facts.
Why are niggas wanting to be chased? What do you mean you want to be chased? You're a man.
I don't want to be chased.
Bro, you're a man. What's the CB?
Be a man.
You're a man.
You're a man.
Girl,
what's wrong with you?
Bro. Like,
see men that want to be chased, they're not hunters.
Yeah, but what do you mean you want to be chased? Like, nah, bro.
We were hunter gatherers, bro.
There's certain things, innit? There's certain things, like, I don't even want to say as a man, but there's certain things as a dude, innit? Where, like, we have to stick to that status.
It's not for
women to chase us.
What
do you mean, bro? These beautiful women to come and chase us to embarrass themselves. Don't chase me. Please, I don't want to see you run.
Yeah.
You're too pretty to be running.
Hey, listen,
don't chase me.
In his head, Alice said the whole that, love this, bro.
Sure. You know what? You're right. When a bit desperate, it is a turn off.
Yeah,
you're right. Certain men, they like a girl chasing. Do you know why? Wow. Are they broke? They
niggas is narcissist though, bro.
How much is chasing, would you say? What's chasing? Define, like, what's chasing?
Whatever you need to chase a woman, when we're doing that back to you, it's very simple. Like, double messaging and being weird, like, overdoing it with the attention and this and that, and always asking to meet. Just the way you would chase a woman, innit?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I heard you.
Going to bum bum with extra shit.
Yeah.
Luda does the bare minimum. Yeah, need to. Them and they've been on the hot list, bro.
That got me out.
I want to see the picture. What was it?
He was on the hot list. You don't want to see the picture of Ludo 10 years ago. You've seen the pictures of Ludo 10 years ago.
Ludo's T-Peng, bro.
Ludo's
T-Peng, man.
We had Kane Rose.
Nah,
buddy, bring him back.
No, you had Kane Rose for a little bit. But he was rocking the
Afro.
Yeah, the Afro thing for a sec.
I've had every single hairstyle besides dreads.
So I don't know if dreads would suit you.
Long dreads.
I think dreads will suit you.
I think
styles, isn't it?
Yeah, just depends on the kind of style you get. I can't lie. They're
Migo dreads. You need a Migo dreads.
Shout.
The ball thing proper works on you, to be honest with you. It works still.
I thought the ball thing is what it is.
It works still.
At this point, it's like even when people see it, they're like, oh, hair don't shoot you.
I'll be honest with you, bro.
I thought that about Jada. Hair suit him, doesn't
he? Nah, I don't think.
He's
got a weird hairline.
Jada looks like a dyke.
He looks like a dyke.
And we end it on that.
No, but I mean, it's like dykes are cool people, but what are they called?
And on that note.
Okay, masculine feminine woman.
Yeah, that man. I mean, yeah.
That's, do you know what? I'm going to, 1 second, I need to check. I don't know what episode this is.
Yeah, same.
This is
episode 69.
Episode 69.
Ooh, can I be here for 69?
Nah. Episode 65. Yeah. Apes on tape. Like, share, subscribe. Use the hashtag AOT pod.
You get me? We didn't even do the intro, but you know who's there.
Follow on socials.
You know Ash is one of us at this point. Anyway, listen.
You know who's there, man.
Like, share, subscribe. Use the hashtag. What was I going to say? Thank you for Ash for joining us. I don't know.
Can I join the group chat?
We have one on Twitter.
No lie, bro. You don't got a group chat, bro.
We have one on Twitter.
Swear down, shit.
Yeah. We don't talk. You don't talk bears on it. You know?
Yeah, we don't even really be talking.
I'll be sending you my mad.
No, we kind of set the meat and that kind of thing.
Nah, seen it.
Set the meat. Don't put me
anyway, listen.
Because I feel like because we don't talk bears because like we ever talk in person.
Yeah.
Don't like lose content. But sometimes we'd be cooking Tino though.
Yeah, of course.
But what do you mean sometimes? I don't even be in the chat sometimes when I come back to stand up.
When I'm be messaging, Chino didn't respond. He come back an hour later.
I was at work.
He's like, I was at work. And Chino,
Dick Ryder,
like, cooking him. Nigga Dick Ryder, his boss.
It was Ludo, Alex, man.
Oh, shit, listen.
Yes, Maso.
We got to sign out. Listen.
Yeah.
Like, share, subscribe.
Love for the support, man.
Pod. Love for the support. Always. Thank you for Ash for joining us.
Anytime.
Over and out. Thank you, guys.
Bye.